Joining me live over the phone is Seth Snyder. Seth is a board member for the newly reformed Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, and Seth oversees publicity for the new chamber. Good morning, Seth. How are you doing today?
Morning, Duke. I am doing great.
Well, appreciate your time today. I've been excited to have the new chamber on for a while. The new chamber was formed, a month or two ago. But first, let's tell us about yourself and what you do in the business community around South Lincoln County.
Yeah, Duke. So, like you said, my name is Seth Snyder. I moved into Kemmer just about 2 years ago. Came here to take on a bit of entrepreneurship and bought a small business, and from there just kind of get into some management and administration, doing a little bit with some of the homes in the town, and that's kind of what my career path here is in Lincoln County.
Excellent. So tell us more about the Fossil Basin of Chamber of Commerce. Of course, it used to be the KDCA, and it seems like it was maybe just time for an expansion, really, to involve all of South Lincoln County. So tell us how this all came about with the new chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a chamber, and at that time, they were doing a good job, but there's a lot of us in the community that felt that we could really do some more. So quite a bit of people got together, locals in the community, individuals and business owners, and we said, hey, let's get a new chamber. We have a lot of stuff happening in Lincoln County, especially South Lincoln County, and we really want to see the businesses and community come together to show what all we have to offer here. And so we finally created a new board, the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, got our bylaws set up, we got our not-for-profit set up, and from there we started getting members. We started advertising, promoting, and it's very new. We haven't it's just been a couple months now, but we are well on our way to having some awesome events, development, seminars, and really showing what the Kemmer, Diamondville, and Opal area have to offer.
Yeah, and I think that's a big key, is it's not just Kemmer, Diamondville. You're circling in Opal and making it a full Southern Lincoln County business community, it sounds like.
Yeah. We want to make sure that we are being inclusive of all the area around us. You know, it's not just Kemmer, Diamondville. There's businesses, there's families in Opal and the whole surrounding area. We want to make sure everyone is involved.
Seth Snyder, he's a board member for the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce in Southern Lincoln County. So you mentioned you got your bylaws and everything put in place. What is the big grand focus? Maybe a top one or two focuses for this chamber.
Absolutely. So there's a few, and I'll try to make it very quick. So with the new chamber, what we really want to do is we want to spotlight businesses, not just new businesses, existing businesses. We want to show everyone what the Kemmer area, Diamondville, and Opal have. Also, we want to put on events. We want to have a community event. We want to bring some camaraderie, some fellowship to the area and get everyone out having fun. Besides that, one of our big focuses is putting on seminars and workshops to help businesses and individuals learn about funding, grants, marketing, and then just education on things like starting a business. Those are kind of our main points. And lastly, doing some downtown beautification, really getting our Kemmer and Diamondville parks and Triangle just beautified, updating them and making them a nice cohesive look for a nice downtown.
And speaking of downtown, I understand the visitor center, that's something that's going to be kind of overseen by this chamber. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a contract with the city, and we are working hard to get it cleaned up, open up the doors. It's the downtown cabin right on the triangle there. And it is going to be where the board has their office. It's going to be where we do most of our meetings publicly. And it is going to be for the tourists that are coming in. So over the coming months, what we're going to be doing is getting a welcome booklet together for tourism and families that are moving into the area. Just kind of shows everything that we have for businesses, things to do, history. And so what we're going to see there is some, you know, pictures and history about Kemmer in the area that we live in. It's going to be a spot that you can come in and grab that welcome booklet to talk to somebody that's there in the cabin about you know, JCPenney and about fossil digging and just everything that there is to do in this Kemmer area.
Seth Snyder on the weekday wake up this morning. He's a board member for the newly formed Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, oversees publicity for the chamber. So let's talk about you mentioned events is going to be one of the focuses, and you have a big one tomorrow, kicking it off with a grand slam, the Halloween weekend tomorrow at Triangle
Absolutely.
Park. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is our first event put on by the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. We are really excited for this. Everyone has worked so hard. We have a committee that has just made this. It's going to be an awesome weekend. So Friday the 27th from 3 to 6, so much going on. We have, you know, ghost train rides for the little kids. We have a not so scary haunted house. We have a small musical, scavenger hunt, costume contest, pumpkin carving contest. And of course, trunk or treat. So we encourage all the businesses that aren't on the triangle to get down there with their vehicles, get a little banner out, advertise it. All the kids are going to be dressed up. They're going to be there to do all the contests. We're going to be passing out candy. And then we're going to have a scary movie later on that night put on by the theater. So it's just tons of fun activities. There's something for everyone to enjoy down there. Again, it's from 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Dress up in your costume. Get your pumpkin carved. Put it in the contest. And just come out to be with the whole community, sharing some fellowship and camaraderie. And just a great night to bring the community together for some fun.
Love it. Seth Snyder with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Seth, I guess the last question is, how does a business become involved with this new chamber?
Absolutely. That's the best question. And we encourage everyone to get involved here. You know, we want your voice to be heard. We want your ideas and opinions to be heard to help create an awesome chamber here for this area. We have membership registration. We have a Facebook page. So I encourage everyone. It's Fossil Basin. You'll find us. You can find your registration form. You can take a picture of the QR code and sign up instantly from your phone, or you're welcome to meet any of the members or go down to Anderson Tax and Consulting at the Old City Hall building. She has the registration forms printed out right there for pickup every day. Whether you're an individual or a business, we have different pricing structure, but you'll get that form filled out, pay your dues, and just like that, you're involved. And then we ask everyone that gets involved to join one of our committees to help make a difference in the community.
Seth Snyder, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Seth, thank you for your time. We look forward to keeping in touch on this great new venture in the South Lincoln area.
Absolutely, Duke. Thank you so much for having me.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.